Building on Foundations for Eternal Life, Chapter 2, Knowledge, Hosea 4:6, W.E.B., My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. 1 Corinthians 8:1, W.E.B., We know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love builds up. End of verse. Let's continue clarifying the intended meanings of some important words. It is difficult to communicate truth in a book if the meanings of various words are not clear. Recall a simple definition of truth from Chapter 1. Truth, accurate information about how things actually are. It should be clear that truth exists whether anyone acknowledges it or not. Truth is not dependent on anyone knowing it or agreeing with it. For example, the existence of gravity is a truth we are all acquainted with to varying degrees. We all experience the Earth's gravity pulling us down toward the Earth. Apart from a miracle happening, a person cannot claim that gravity doesn't exist and then be able to float away, free from gravity. Gravity exists whether we acknowledge it or not, or whether we understand it or not. It does not cease to exist if we don't believe in it or know about it. Truth about gravity is not dependent on our personal knowledge or beliefs about it. It is like this with all kinds of truths. They exist whether or not we believe in them. Many truths are not as clear as the existence of gravity, but they still exist, whether we know about them or not, whether we acknowledge them or not. Now let's look at the word knowledge. Knowledge has to do with people learning and knowing different kinds of truth. Knowledge exists only to the extent that various truths are known by various people. A distinction is necessary here. The word knowledge can be used to refer to all truth known by all people. In this sense, knowledge can be preserved and increased by various truths being written down in books and journals, in physical or electronic form, and being made accessible to people through libraries or electronic means, such as the Internet. However, in this book I want to focus on the personal knowledge we each individually have, which is comprised of the various truths we each know. This personal knowledge will vary from day to day as we learn some truths we had not previously known and forget some truths we had previously learned. On this basis, I propose this simple definition of knowledge. Knowledge, various truths known by an individual. I want to distinguish knowledge from skill, understanding, and wisdom. Knowledge, the way I am intending the word, is a first level of embracing truth. It is simply a matter of knowing facts or truths. Skill, understanding, and wisdom are deeper levels of embracing or using truth and will be discussed more in the following chapters. We all have at least some knowledge about many things. Having knowledge is associated with a common problem. Knowledge puffs up, 1 Corinthians 8:1. We tend to be proud of what we know. Some forms of pride are condemned in the New Testament, Romans 12:16, 1 Corinthians 13:4, 2 Timothy 3:2, and 1 Peter 5:5. So having knowledge can be detrimental if it is not combined rightly with understanding, wisdom, humility, and love. For further reflection, what kinds of truths do you know?